Welcome back to the Stock Market Option Trading Podcast. My name is Eric, and in this episode, I want to help answer the question, what is options net flow and how it can be used in your trading? Now, you've probably heard of options flow before. There's a lot of providers of option flow data and charts and things, and you may be thinking about a never-ending spreadsheet or grid-style data information that's just streaming at you, right? They're showing various sizes of trades, both calls and puts, different expirations, different premiums, block trades, sweeps. They got a whole bunch of names for these things, golden sweeps, I think, you know. And if you've seen any of the major real-time options flow providers, you've probably seen that before, but it can be very overwhelming to the point that it's almost unusable unless you're specifically a day trader only and you can watch the market all day and you're really honed in on a specific stock. It's really hard to interpret that data. I think this is my personal sort of experience. I'm sure there's other people who have a better experience than I, but it's very overwhelming to use that information in your trading decisions unless you are trading on the 1 minute chart and you're watching that market all day. That's sort of my take on it. But many of the option flow providers now have what I'll refer to as net flow. And this is a little bit easier to interpret this data depending on what you're trading. And basically what they've done is they've taken data from that grid or spreadsheet, and they've taken it from that very numerical style of data, and they put it into a chart. They've aggregated the data to help you see if calls are increasing for a stock and puts are increasing, which can give you sort of an indication of bearishness or bullishness for a particular stock or a particular market. Now, we know that call buying and put selling is bullish. That means there's somebody that thinks this thing's going up or at least not going to go down. And call selling and put buying tends to be on the bearish side. And as a trader, if you see call premiums rising and put premiums falling, you probably want to stick to the long side because this means that the underlying sentiment of the market is bullish for that particular stock or index. So net flow can act as a real-time sentiment indicator when you are looking at it. Now, with all option flow tools, there has to be an interpretation of a particular transaction. And this can pose a little bit of a problem in that interpretation. So even though we know that call options transacted at a certain price and with a certain amount of volume, we don't really know for sure 100% if those options were bought or sold. And this has been a problem forever for people just looking at the options chain, for example, and they look at volume and open interest and they try to do some math about what it was before the open. And it was, you know, it's very hard to really know if, you know, those call options that showed up in the option chain, if we know those were bought or sold, or if they were paired with something else, right? And if they were paired with something else, they may not show up at the same time. It could be like a credit spread or maybe even a calendar spread where it's different strikes, different expirations. And the only thing we can really just see for certain is that there was a certain number of contracts transacted at a certain strike or expiration. For example, if we see a bunch of calls bought at a certain strike, there might also be a similar number of calls being sold at strikes either higher or lower. And depending on if it's higher or lower, that would actually change the sentiment of that trade. If you think about a call credit spread, you are basically selling a call that's closer to the money and buying a call that's farther out of the money. And that gives you more of a bearish neutral stance on that particular stock. But if you flip that around and you were to buy calls and then sell calls higher, that's actually a bullish stance on the stock. So even though we see all these options come in, understanding if they are bought or sold is really important if you're going to try to gauge the sentiment. So the data providers have to do something to filter out unknown trades or come up with a way of identifying if certain transactions are quote unquote bullish or bearish. And in order for them to determine if the call premium is rising, for example, or puts are rising, most of them are making a certain assumption with those transactions. And most of the ones that I've used or had experience with, they do something similar and it's not the exact same, you know, they have different ways of analyzing this. But in general, what they're going to assume is that something traded on the ask is a bought contract and something traded on the bid is a sold contract. Now, one of the net flow tools I've been using is from Unusual Whales. And they did a really good job describing on their website how their net flow charts are created. So I'm going to read directly from their website and read their description. And I think this is going to make a lot of sense for you. Now, one of the indicators that they have is called the market tide. And it kind of looks at all the options premium across the entire market and aggregates it into charts to see if, you know, calls are rising and puts are falling, which would be more of a bullish take. So let me just read it for you. This indicator is the daily aggregated premium and volume of options trades. The value of the aggregated premium and volume are determined by the total value of the options transacted at or near the ask, subtracted by the options transacted near the bid. For example, if there are $15,000 in calls transacted at the ask and $10,000 in calls transacted at the bid, the aggregated call premium would be $15,000 minus $10,000, which would be $5,000. Now, if there are 10,000 in puts transacted at the ask and 20,000 in puts transacted at the bid, the aggregated put premium would be 10,000 minus 20,000, which would be negative 10,000. More calls being bought at the ask can be seen as bullish, while more puts being bought at the ask can be bearish. If both lines are close to each other, then the bullish and bearish sentiment is roughly equivalent. If the two lines are not trending in parallel, it indicates that the sentiment in the options market is becoming increasingly bullish or bearish. Now, the sentiment in the options market becomes increasingly bullish if the aggregated call premium is increasing at a faster rate and the aggregated put premium is decreasing at a faster rate. So again, calls going up, puts going down in value. And remember, when you, in the previous formula, you can actually get negative values, which would imply that those options are being sold. There's more being sold. And again, if you're selling puts, that is more of a bullish position. Now, the sentiment in the options market becomes increasingly bearish if the aggregated call premium is decreasing, meaning that the calls are being sold at a faster rate and the aggregated put premium is increasing at a faster rate. Now, when you look at these lines, if you will, over time, you know, you'll see the green line go up and the red line go down. Sometimes they're crisscrossing each other. Sometimes one is going up and the other one is flat. So it's not always, they're not always inversely correlated. Sometimes they both go up together, meaning both calls and puts are being bought. And that could indicate sort of some indecision in the market. And I've seen that in front of things like, like a Fed announcement or inflation report. And then after the report, you'll see what the real direction is and where the market tends to go after that. So now we have a general idea of what net flow is. It's the aggregated premium for calls and the aggregated premium for puts charted against each other to see what the sentiment is for a particular stock or index. Now, what trading style would this be good for? My take on it is it's really geared towards day traders, because we know one day in the market can be bullish and then something can happen overnight, and the very next day the market can be bearish. And that options flow is really indicative of the sentiment for that particular day. I've yet to really see a tool that's more geared towards multi-day trades. So in most cases, I would use a net flow type tool to help confirm whatever day trading system you are using. For example, if you get a buy signal on, let's say, a 5-minute chart. I like 5-minute charts. If you get a buy signal on a five-minute chart, let's say you're using some kind of trend indicator, and the option market, the options net flow looks bullish, meaning the calls are going up and puts are going down or calls are leading, this would help confirm your buy signal. Now, if you get a buy signal, but the options flow is bearish, this may be indicative that your signal may not be as strong as it normally would, because the option sentiment of the stock or index is not really confirming the technicals you're looking at. So you might get some false breakouts in either direction. Now, let me give you an example of how I use options net flow in my trading as part of my sort of day trading routine. So I like to use it when I trade directional SPX zero DTE trades. I mainly trade credit spreads, bull put spreads, bear call spreads. Now, before the market opens, I look at the daily forecast from alphacrunching.com to see if the current trends for that day tends to be up or down, or if it's sort of a choppy, indecisive day. And whatever that forecast says, I try to sort of go into the day with, okay, I'm going to be looking for setups in that direction. So, for example, you know, we've seen it. It's not really true right now, but earlier this year, Monday was always very bullish, meaning once the market opened, it tended to close higher. So I was focusing on bullish plays, right? Mostly bull put spreads. So once the market opens, I would give it a little while and then let the options flow sort of come in. And I would then look for, you know, like a trend break higher, opening range breakout comes to mind. And I'm also looking for the options flow to be bullish as well. Now, once I see the trend is up and the option net flow is bullish by seeing call premiums rise and puts staying flat or even selling off, I would look to open a zero DTE put credit spread, which puts time on my side as well as that direction if that trend plays out. So I'm trying to increase my probabilities by looking at what the market has previously done for that particular day and then what the market is actually doing and what the sentiment is for that particular stock. Now, I'm mostly trading SPX, so I'm looking at typically an aggregated option net flow for all the stocks in the index. And there's a couple different tools that do that. So again, the way that I think the options flow is best to use is really to confirm whatever technical analysis system you're using. So if you're using crossovers or MACD or whatever, and you get a, you know, quote unquote buy signal, take a look at the options flow to see if that's matching your buy signal. Now, there are a few tools out there that offer this called net flow, market net flow, options net flow. I'm not going to go into this episode and recommend a specific one. I think, you know, they're all good. I think what you would want to do if you wanted to get a tool like this is look at the different sites and see what other tools that particular provider has. And that way you're, you know, if you get a subscription, you're going to have to pay for this, by the way, because it is a huge amount of data that they're aggregating for you and data is expensive. But check out the tools that they have. Look for things like NetFlow or AlgoFlow. I'm giving you some keywords here, Market NetFlow, Hero Indicator. I'll throw that one out there. The three that I've used and I think are you should probably, you know, put at the top of the list is the Hero Indicator from spotgamma.com. They do a couple cool things with that. They also have something that's interesting with that. They'll look at the options flow for just the Mag 7 stocks. So you can get an idea, like if you trade the NASDAQ, that's actually a really good indicator for you to see if, you know, are all the Mag 7 stocks being have bullish or bearish sentiment. I like Tradedix Market Net Flow. It shows just, it shows for indexes and things as well, but it also just show you what's happening with stocks as opposed to indexes. And then I like the Unusual Whales version of Market Tide. And they actually just added an interesting one where they'll show you the sentiment for the stocks inside of the S&P 500. And that's something that I've been kind of experimenting with. So again, tradedix.com, unusualwhales.com, and spotgamma.com. If you want to get started, there are others. And I'm not going to tell you which one is best, but check those out. And if you want to see what those look like, come over to the website, stockmarketoptionstrading.net. You might be able to see an example there of what these look like if you haven't seen them before. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you in the next one.